The United Nations is hosting talks in New York today, trying to mobilize nations to contribute to reconstruction efforts in Iraq. The Bush administration is seeking partners to share the costs of rebuilding. So far, U.S. taxpayers are bearing the brunt, in part because of the way the war was waged, with a limited coalition and without U.N. endorsement, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The administrator of the UN Development Program, Mark Malik Brown, says countries are cautious about making long-term financial commitments in Iraq, but he also says there's a sense of relief in the international community.
There's a real sense now of turning a page, starting a new chapter, where whatever people's differences about the war, everybody agrees that they want to see Iraq back on its own feet.
Malik Brown also sees a change in the American attitude.
The U.S. and its allies anxious to share the burden and bring in as broad a group of supporters as possible, and recognize that the price for doing that is a strong multilateral role in the operation of both the UN but also the World Bank and the IMF. So, you know, I think a strong partnership will emerge out of this.
A formal donors conference for Iraq won't take place until this fall. Malik Brown says today's talks give countries a chance to look beyond the basic humanitarian needs of Iraq and think quickly about reconstructing the country. James Dobbins, who was President Bush's special envoy to Afghanistan, says speed is of the essence.
It's important to sort of strike when the iron is hot in situations like this because of the publicity involved and the level of interest. There tends to be an early willingness to commit, and then it becomes progressive. More difficult over time. So if the United States is going to broaden participation in this exercise, is going to achieve significant burden sharing, it's going to have to move quickly, and it's going to have to move to a much wider circle of countries.
Dobbins, who's now with the think tank RAND, says the Bush administration is looking not just for money, but for troops. And on that front, he says, international commitments have been modest. U.S. military officials proudly announced last week that about a dozen countries would send a total of 20 to 30,000 peacekeepers to Iraq over the next few months. But the U.S. will have to pay for the deployment of troops from poor nations, including Ukraine, Nicaragua, and Honduras. That's still important help, according to Max Boot of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think it is burden sharing because our big burden right now is not the money, it's the troops. We have a huge portion of our active duty army is now deployed in Iraq. We're fairly desperate to spread that burden around and get some of those troops out of there on a normal rotation so we can get some foreign troops into Iraq, and all those other countries who are contributing will enable us to do that.
Boot argues that the Bush administration is doing better than expected, given all the predictions that the U.S. wouldn't get any help in post-war Iraq because it did not have U.N. approval to go to war. But Dobbins says the U.S. could be doing better if it would give the international community more of a say in post-war Iraq.
At the moment, we're asking countries to participate under a purely U.S. Command and control in which they participate in the risks and the costs, but not in any of the decisions.
The Bush administration is trying to put an Iraqi face on its appeal for reconstruction aid at the UN. It sent a team of Iraqi technocrats to talk directly with UN member states about the needs of the country. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.